broadcasting live at Sanderson Ford. 67-year anniversary.
They're giving away free money.
0% financing for 66 months.
0% financing for 66 months.
You know, that didn't used to be, you know, 1 year ago, that was pretty neat. Right now, that's huge. That covers your entire gas.
All roads lead to Sanderson Ford for 67 years. As you heard me talking to Mr. Al McCoy earlier, he's been buying at Sanderson Ford for over 50 years. I've been buying from Sanderson Ford for over 40 years. And if you're in the car shopping mode right now, the upcoming Memorial Day sale at Sanderson Ford is the reason you need to get out here to 51st Avenue in Glendale. No hassle, no pressure, no nonsense, and no added markups. Order any Ford your way and save $1,000 off manufacturer's suggested retail.
And if you walk in and just cruise the lot and do a test drive, you'll get a pair of Diamondbacks tickets. No purchase necessary. Just for coming out and checking it out, they'll send you a Diamondbacks game.
Sanderson Ford. We're out here broadcasting live in support of the Glendale Police Department, as Sanderson Ford has historically always been huge supporters of the local community.
Always closed on Sunday, and they have other days they are closed as well, including Memorial Day. So keep that in mind when you're scheduling your time to come out.
Very good. Very good. I never come out here without picking out a cup of coffee.
I want that 67 GT.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not a small car guy. I want that one.
You want that one.
That's the test drive that's going to get you your free tickets.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Hey, they put me behind the wheel. I ain't coming back.
Here with Sal Sicato, talking windows with Dunright Windows and Doors.
And I did a little digging around. Yeah, argon gas discovered in 1894 in England by Sir William Ramsay and Lord Rayleigh. It is the third most populous gas in the atmosphere, making up 1% of it, and it is harvested out of the air by liquefying it.
Wow.
I don't know how they do that. I have no idea, but they just pull it right out of the air.
Wow.
Who figured that? Who figured it out?
Sir William Ramsay.
And then to put it in between two pieces of glass. It has some
Absolutely. It does about 20% of energy efficiency during the winter months. It's quite a bit.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And when you talk about colorless, odorless, tasteless, the word argon itself comes from the Greek word meaning inactive.
Okay, all right.
Very so good. I got to look up how you liquefy air now. That intrigues me.
All right.
Maybe we'll do that later.
Maybe we'll do that later. Sal, you and I were in a conversation before the last break about vinyl windows. And today's article is in particular two products, vinyl versus fiberglass.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to cover vinyl first because in my memory, and it's not as good as Mr. McCoy's, that's for sure. In my memory, we had the aluminum, and then we had the vinyl, and the fiberglass came later. And I think it was the search of the manufacturers trying to find something that would hold up a little bit better than what the vinyl was 20 years ago. But the fiberglass window is a great, durable Sunbelt product.
Out of all of the materials, the fiberglass product is by far the superior product. Little to no maintenance. It's going to be the strongest product, the strongest material. It'll hold on to the color the best. It's not going to expand or contract.
Thermally stable,
absolutely. Yes, by far my favorite material. However, it is more expensive than, let's say, your vinyl. So if we're comparing the two, it really depends on your need, what you're going to do with your house, what your plan is with your house, and or your budget. So we always look at color first, whether or not your color that you want is available in the material.
How many colors can you provide a fiberglass window in?
Well, it depends. Okay. We offer many different manufacturing companies.
Okay.
Each offer different colors. For Pella, example, they don't currently offer a two-tone color, meaning the interior color and exterior color are different.
Okay.
Since COVID, that has gone away. So by us figuring out color first, that's going to just determine which direction we're going for brand. And then as far as the overall size of the windows, if it's something large where you're going to need a stronger product, then by far fiberglass is better than vinyl. Same thing for longevity. If you plan on living in your house for, let's say this is the last house that you're going to live in, and you've got 30, 40, 50 years, you want these windows to be great, the vinyl product is a softer material, and it's just not going to last as long as your fiberglass. However, I don't want to talk a customer out of fiberglass and talk them out of windows altogether if they can't afford the fiberglass product. The vinyl product is a very viable option for many homes. It really depends on quite a few variables, but they're both good products. The fiberglass is just going to be by far superior.
And I was complaining about the frame size of a vinyl window. In the fiberglass, you're a much trimmer profile.
Actually, no.
Come on.
Nope. No. So let's utilize Pella's fiberglass Impervia product.
Yes.
Frame edge to visible glass, 3 1/8 inches. You compare that up against most of your vinyls, it is going to be less.
Yes.
So it's really, you have to look at the installation style. We want to get you, if you want a small frame, we're going to get you all the way back to your studs or block, if it's a block home. Remove all of your existing window. Utilize a either nail fin style or a block frame style frame. So that's going to have the least amount of visible frame material possible versus the other options.
And then operation of the vinyl or the fiberglass. Can I get casement, hopper, awning, double hung, single hung, slider?
You can. I don't know what a hopper is again. We've gone over that one. You always catch me with
I'm sorry. I'm reaching back in the archives there.
Because of the added strength and material of the fiberglass product, you can have larger sizes. So let's say your vinyl product on an awning window is going to max out at 3 feet wide by 3 foot tall. You are going to be able to have, now don't quote me on those sizes, those out, but you're going to have larger maximums available on a stronger product being a fiberglass product.
Now, how about in Southwest architecture, we've got a lot of arch tops, sunburst.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not going to be what determines the product for you because that is going to be an available option, both materials. So really not an issue there.
Okay. And in either one of the frame materials, are we going to pretty well glass package them the same?
Typically, yes. There is technology's best without pushing the envelope than pushing the envelope. Some manufacturing companies do push the envelope and some don't. So ultimately, you're going to be blocking out 80% of the heat, 95% of the UV. Once you start pushing the envelope, you're going to be really losing more light coming through for just a fraction of a percentage of energy efficiency. But it's all available, and what's going to be best for you and your needs, we really look at all of what you're looking for and narrow it down to which manufacturing company is going to have the less limitations of what you're looking for.
I tell people all the time, if you're dealing with hot and cold spots in your house, if you actually have to move your chair or get up and move because of the discomfort of the sun coming through the window, you really need to, for the quality of life it gives you, you really need to consider better windows.
So what I have seen is in the summer when we install windows, when we do a partial, and we'll do a partial for whatever it is, for financial reasons, they're not certain, they want to try us out, whatever it may be. As soon as they get the installation done, they will call us within a couple of weeks and say, I had no clue what I was missing. We need to get the rest of them done. Yeah, that's all the time.
And I've been on the window soapbox forever, and I'm pretty loyal. I guess I'm very loyal to the company that we've been installing. Really, I think the first Pella window I put in, it was about 1971 or 72.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And as we all are aware, that you are definitely a big Pella fan.
I am as well.
But sometimes, well, we always want to make sure that the product that we suggest is going to be right for the homeowner.
And Sal, one of the things we're seeing in windows a lot right now is they want to take that 70s or 80s ranch home that's got a patio slider on the back of the family room going out to the patio, and they want to blow that wall out.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me give me a wall of glass. There are some really exorbitant options for solving that.
We're doing a lot of that. There is so many different options. We can go multi-slides. We can do multi-pivots, bifolding. We can go up to 35 feet, maybe 37 feet.
In width?
In width. Okay. Yeah, up to 12 feet in height on one piece of glass.
Is there any way to screen that?
There are. So there
really?
Are, there are. There are aftermarket screens. Okay. Yes, it's typically not supplied by the manufacturing company of the door itself.
Okay.
So there is aftermarket options. Electric. Yeah, there's a lot of unique things out there.
Because we have done a few of those where the people will say, but the scorpions can crawl it. Well, yeah, you wanted it. You wanted the inside and the outside to be one continuous flowing space.
There is pros.
The snakes can come in too.
There is definitely pros and cons with different products. If you end up with like a commercial pivot door or something like that, where it's just an ADA sill, you are going to have just mole hair rubbing up against the carpet. It's not going to be as tight as a bumper seal or something like that. So again, what we do is we just listen to all the concerns, the wants, the needs, and figure out which product, which manufacturing company is going to be the best for your home and your needs.
And if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, Sal, and talk at their house about what the options are.
Absolutely. The best thing to do is give us a call at 602-456-2227, or you can reach out to us at www.azwindowreplacement.com. Get an appointment. We'll come out. We'll look at your house. We'll look at your neighborhood, see what's going to be the best for you, and help you figure out and narrow down our large selection. Something else I'd like to do is throw out a discount for Rosie Certified.
Okay.
Not Rosie Certified Partners. They can get some as well. But a Rosie listener.
Certified listener.
Yes.
Some of our partners are listeners too.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. And some of our partners are our customers as well.
Yeah.
So we'll give them a 5% discount up to $500.
Okay. If they call when?
They can call
it. And order by when?
We're not going to pressure them into anything, so they can call at any time. It doesn't matter to us.
And what number would they call?
602-456-2227.
Sal, I'm going to take you out on some thin ice here.
Okay.
What are you telling homeowners right now as far as delivery times on some of these products?
It really varies.
Boy,
so,
man.
Oh, yes. We have some product that's out 66 weeks. Insane.
I want to make sure the homeowners heard that.
66 order, weeks.
Sal orders it today.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. So it's May 20th.
Yeah, we have
2022.
September 2023, we're getting some ETAs. But that is a very specific product. And yeah, we will tell the homeowner, you know, what is your timeline? What are you looking for? And that's something else right now because of the times
right,
that we are determining what product. We have other product that's going to be 12 weeks. So it really depends on what the homeowner wants. Something else to consider. I know I threw out that 5% up to $500 and
yeah,
no limitation on it. Is our pricing from the manufacturing companies, they are going up. We're not the only ones. All the window companies are receiving it. The prices on product has gone up and it continuously will go up. I've never seen it go down. So
right,
now is the time to get your windows if you have been thinking about it.
The manufacturers have been pretty aggressive in the past year and a half.
Absolutely, yeah, it's a shame. And we've tried absorbing as much of those increases that we're receiving, and we constantly try to do so. But it's, you know, it's something that we can't keep up for too long.
And then as a general contractor, you hear it from the window people, you hear it from the appliance people, you hear it from the cabinet people, you hear it from the roofing people, you hear it from the air conditioning people. I mean, it's just kind of where we are today.
It's the norm. Yeah, it was shocking for about a year and a half, and now it's not as shocking anymore for me anyways.
Well, Sal, I really appreciate you coming in. We're going to wrap this up in the next segment. If you've got a question for Sal, feel free to give us a ring or text us
at 411-923.